How much pride do you all take in stopping the run?
A lot, man, because that, you know, just stopping the run shows that it's a man on man. It's a man thing. Who's stronger than who, and who's more willing to, you know, get the other guy out of the way, or, you know, just tell the guy in front of you that you can't do anything with me for the rest of the game or all day. So just stopping the run is different from the past. You know, outside guys like Quentin and Calvin, you know, they thrive on, you know, getting quarterback sacks. But the guys in the middle who takes the double team and triple team, stopping the run is just as good as a sack for us.
We saw you guys last year, just how good you can be. And I ask you this sometimes on occasion, what's next? What are your goals as a unit now that you took a step last year and you head into this season?
Just take another step forward, you know, step by step. You know, it's not an overnight process. You know, we have to put in a good body of work in this league before we can be called, you know, the top defensive line or just top five or whatever guys want to call us. So this year, just taking another step in the right direction, you know, get more pressure on the quarterback from the inside, outside, and stopping the run once again and just being a good defense overall.
How big is that continuity for you guys? Because everybody's back. You know, you look along that line next to you, and you know those dudes, and you know what they're going to do and what their tendencies are.
I mean, it just feels a whole lot better than it did last year. I think we had 7 new starters, and, I mean, we're all back this year. So we gel and mesh together a whole lot better than we did last year at this point.
What's next for you individually as far as this season's concerned? Because you broke out last season. Mm-hmm. We know what kind of player you are. Yeah, to me, you're already one of the top nose tackles in the league, but what kind of goals do you have for yourself? What's next?
Just be the man in the middle, holding down the defense. You know, the guy, I can't miss an assignment. I have to be more fundamentally sound and get more pressure on the quarterback. Because, you know, once I do that, then I think the rest will take care of itself, and then I maybe can start calling myself one of the top nose tackles in the league.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you.